But Mr. Mustard, I kept on taking his nickels, and I finally got up there. But you know that old fellow, just, he was nice. You ain't got that on tape, have you?
No.
But in other words, my daddy, my mother always accused my daddy of marrying her for her money. And you know what he said? He never married her. He said, yeah, I married her for your money. She was a good catch. Gosh, she had a... $8,000 or $9,000 or $10,000 in the dowry. She'd been, the daddy died in the will. She was young. She had a, her guardian was one of the finest old, I never had known. But every one of them dollars, he had to let out 12% interest as an interest. And, he'd always say, well, look what it did for your money. I think it did a good job. I wish you could get it.
We've got just a few more questions.
I'm talking too damn.
Say if you have a hired man who keeps on loafing all the time, you might decide to discharge him, and you'd say to a friend of yours, I think I'm going to get
rid of that cuss, he lays his hand. Is that a good answer?
You might say to me, sometimes you're talking about remembering events and all this, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure...
I can't remember if I can watch.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm one of those.
You might say,
I mean, one of those. I don't remember like I used to.
You might say, I sent a letter to somebody, and you just might say, I have just
mailed a letter to someone.
Okay, and if you did this act with a pen or pencil, you might say, I have just
written a letter with a pen or a pencil.
And you might say, yesterday he
received it.
Okay, or you might say, if I got one from him, you might say, yesterday he
answered.
Okay, well, if he did that same act for me...
He wrote me a card.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, I'll plan to do that for him. Tomorrow, I'll...
write him.
And I expect to get what from him? If I write another one.
Another letter.
All right, if I've asked him a question, I'll expect to get an...
answer.
You put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen, and you do what on
that's
the cover?
Right.
Okay. You might say... I want to write to so-and-so. Do you know his
address?
If a little boy has learned something new, for instance, if he has learned to whistle, and you want to know where he learned that, you say, who
taught you?
Say a little boy has done something naughty. A little girl saw him do it. The boy might say, now don't you go to mother and
tell her. Tell her. Tattle is a word.
What would you call a person who would do that kind of tattling?
Not a friend.
Okay, would you say a little...
Tattletale.
Yeah. Does tattle mean the same thing as gossip?
I would say yes. Am I right or wrong?
I don't know.
Betwixt. That was first good.
Say you want to brighten up the room for a party. You have a lot of things growing in your garden. You might go out and pick what?
Vegetables.
They are safe, particularly for to make a bouquet for the table.
For the table.
You go out and pick
flowers.
Would you say just pick, or you might say something else?
What?
When you go to get the flowers. Would you pick them, or would you do something else besides that act of picking?
Could.
Now, sometimes a child might play with various kinds of little instruments. What do you call those?
Toys.
Would you call it anything else besides a toy?
No, I never heard of anything, but I can't think of it.
Would you say something with the word pretty in it?
What?
Would you say something with the word pretty?
Pretty, oh, pretty toy.
Would you say a play?
Oh, a game.
Okay, you ever speak of a play pretty?
Oh, play pretty, yeah. I heard that word, yeah.
If you've lived in town all your life and somebody asks you, have you lived here long? And you'd say, why, I've
lived here all my life.
Say I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever?
sense.
Thank you.
Well, good. I'm getting...